have been working very closely with the Department of Education and the Higher Education Authority on this. Internally, we've been looking at what we require from this new building, and there's been a lot of discussion with staff, etc., as to what the content of the new building should be. And then we work directly with the Higher Education Authority and the Department to look at in terms of, does that meet their requirements and within budget, etc.? And now that the design teams have been appointed by the Department of Education, that's obviously another step on the road, and we're very positive about the project and how it's progressing.
The fact that this is a public-private partnership also adds a new dimension to it.
Well, it's the first time we've been involved directly in one of these public-private partnerships. So, you know, our responsibility is to make sure that we have defined exactly what we want from the new building before we hand it over to it. The design team. The amount of work that has gone on here through Mary Daly, our estates manager, and other staff, is really to make sure that we have the best possible building that it meets the needs of our students and our staff. Let's see how it works in terms of the PPP. It's always a concern when you're involved in a bundle with a number of other projects. We're very positive about it, and we hope it will work out.
And this also, of course, tied in with the move towards technological university status as well with your colleagues in GMIT and Sligo.
Yeah, that's always there. You know, there's a lot of work going on that at the moment. We're working through working groups in different areas trying to meet the criteria for the technological university. I suppose the publication of the legislation earlier in the year has put an additional impetus into that space. So we're working very closely with those two partners, as we are on other projects as well.